2005 Chevy Duramax, LLY with a 5-speed Allison transmission. Customer states that it does not shift as it should. Now yesterday I just went to inspect the vehicle and look at the code list, do a scan on it to see where I needed to start with. There are no loss of communication to the TCM and no transmission codes whatsoever in this truck. It did have EGR position and signal feedback code set in the ECM, also with a history of a EEPROM long-term memory fault. That makes me think somebody's been in here. So I go and I talk to the service writer and he's like, yeah, it's been deleted, but he doesn't know if it's been tuned. So earlier this morning I took off in the truck, took a nice little drive, and she is deleted and tuned. Tuned enough so that I couldn't tell what gear it started off in. Because after having a conversation with the customer stating that you've only owned your truck for about 3 months, and I don't know if you stated this, but you is your first Duramax? Yeah. This one is really tuned. Basically, the customer stated that it's always started off in third gear. It'll shift third, fourth, fifth. And when you come down to a stop, back to third. It will never obtain first gear. So I hooked the scan tool up to go verify it, and no lie. You put this thing in drive and it says first, it'll shift itself into second and then into third, sitting still at idle with your foot on the brake. The only way to bypass it, if you take it and put it in manual first and then go back to drive, it will start off in first. But you do not want this thing to do its thing on its own. You want it to, the way it is written in the software, to shift the way it is. The only way to not make it knock into second, knock into third, and figure out what it's about to do is to manually shift it from first to second, second to third, and then to drive and just let it go. So with that being said, I'm out. I don't own the programming on it. If it is blocked, whoever tuned it has to be the one to fix it. But if it was mine, I'd let it ride and leave it as it is. Half a million miles on this truck. By the way, your balance rates are about a little bit off on two injectors. You'll probably need that down the line because you pull the RPMs up to 2000 RPM, pull it back down, let it idle. Feels like it's got a cam. And injector number 2 and number 7 have a positive negative 7 balance rate.